Spiegel has Yahrzeit tonight for his mother, so we dedicate the learning in her memory. We left off in the Gemara, Gimel Amud Beis, we'll have to chazer again. The Masechta begins with the din that when a shliach lohailocha, when the Baal, instead of giving the get directly to his wife, when the Baal sends a shliach, that's called the shliach lohailocha. So when the shliach lohailocha originates from Chutzlorot, this has the get was written somewhere in Medina Sayama Chutzlorot. So then there's a concern that perhaps in Chutzlorot they're not so medactic on writing the Shema. That's where Rabbi gives the explanation. Let's work with Rabbi's Pshat. The Fishem became the Shema, the top line on base. So we require that when the Shaliach brings the get, either to Eretz Yisrael or to another location in Chutzlorot, it doesn't make a difference. Whenever the Ksivas HaGet was done in Chutzlorot, so then the Shliach, before he's about to give the get, has to say, Befonai Nechta. It's only a Takana de Rabbanon. And let's go with Rabbi's explanation because we're concerned, we're worried about the possibility that maybe the get was written Shalal Dishma Minatayra. There's nothing to be worried about. The Gemara says, because Minatayra, we follow the Rove. And the Rove of the Sofrim, even Chutzlorot, will write Lishma. And even if you follow Rav Meir's opinion, who says Chashin Lemiyuto, still Minatayra, there's nothing to worry about because this is such a far-fetched Chashash, it's really Miyuto the Miyuto. The Gemara used the expression Stam Safer the Dainis. Stam means that it's such a strong right that the Miyut who writes Shalal Lishma is a Miyut and a Miyut. So even Rav Meir would say Minatayra, there's nothing to worry about. The whole Chashash is only with the Rabban. So let's say the Shliach Lohelocha brings a get from Chutzlorot, delivers the get in Eretz Yisrael, and he doesn't say Bifon Anechta, Bifon Anechta. So Minatayra the get is good, and the woman may remarry, and the children that shall have from the second husband will not be any mamzer, won't be any problem. The question is Midirabbanon. What's the din Midirabbanon he was supposed to say in advance Bifon Anechta, Bifon Anechta, and he didn't say, so Midirabbanon we make believe as if there's a suffix. Then maybe the get was written Shalal Lishma. So how far do you make believe? How far do you have to make believe? When the sofer, when the shliach lohilocha delivers the get to the woman, and he didn't say b'fananechtam, so she's not supposed to remarry. The rabbanon, you're not supposed to rely on this get. What's the din if she goes ahead and she does remarry? She has children from the second husband. What would you say? So the Gemara quotes later on Hayamid Beis. It's relevant to Takuma. I'm not jumping ahead. This is important in order to understand Gimel Amud Beis. So the Gemara on Hey Amud Beis, about 20 lines from the 15 lines from the bottom, quotes Tanya Kavasa de Rabbi Yechanan. The line begins Hamevi Get. Hamevi Get from Medina Sayam. About 15 lines. In the son I law. The shliach lohaylocha gives the get to the wife and Eretz Yisrael v'loyom alo b'fananechtam. The shliach lohaylocha was supposed to say before he gives the get b'fananechtam. I was watching when the get was written, the haste was written, the shmo was signed, the shmo, and he didn't say. So what's the din? Yaitzi, she has to get divorced from the second husband. The get is no good even to the evid. V'havlad mamzer. And any children that shall have from the second husband will be mamzer and midirabbanon. Doesn't mean minatayra, midirabbanon, it's a good get. And even midirabbanon, it's not a mamzer vada, it's only a suffix mamzer. It means midirabbanon calls man, you don't say b'fananech, we treat it as if it's a suffix. Maybe the get was written shalal l'shma, maybe it was written l'shma, maybe it was not written l'shma. If it was not written l'shma, that's sad, then the get is no good. If it was written l'shma, the get is good. So that's considered a suffix, whether the get was good or not. So the child will be a suffix mamzer. Divrei Reb Meir. This is Reb Meir's opinion. V'chachamim Maimrim ein havlad mamzer. The chachamim say the vlad is nishke mamzer. What does that mean? That the chachamim held that b'dieved the get is good? No. You look in the Rambam, we pass like the chachamim. That the vlad is not a mamzer. So the Rambam explains that it doesn't mean that the get is good b'dieved. Doesn't mean that l'chatchila the get is no good, but b'dieved the get is good. No, the get is no good. Minatayra the get is good. Minatayra you don't need the whole b'fananechta. It was only an invention midirabbanon. Midirabbanon they said they require that the shliach lohiloche should say b'fananechta before he gives the get to the isha. And in the event that he doesn't testify, he doesn't say b'fananechta, but the get is no good midirabbanon, and she's not allowed to remarry. And if she did remarry, she has to get divorced from the second husband. But if she'll have children from the second husband, we won't say that the children are mamzerim. And Rav Meir goes so far to say that even though the whole thing is only a chumrah and rabbanon, we will even declare that the children from the second husband are mamzerim. What's the issue? what's the Nekudas HaMachlokes, whether you should declare that the children from the second husband are Mamzerim or are not Mamzerim. So the Gemara never explains it over here. On the left-hand side of the Daf, on Daf Hamad Beis, they give you the cross-references in the Masoros HaShas, so they refer you to Bav Metzia Nun Hamad Beis. And the Gemara makes up Salashitasa over there. The Rameya has a machlekes with the Chachamim there in Bav Metzia. It has a Shaykhis with this machlekes Amen Rabbanis. It may be a Pis. There it's also a strange machlekes Amen Rabbanis. And maybe if you put the two together, maybe we will be enlightened. The Gemara there has the following Shaila. The din is, there's an institution of Demai. Demai haste like this. Bizman HaTanoim, they looked around and they saw that there was a group of certain Miut of Klal Yisrael, who are Amei Ha'aretz. Amei Ha'aretz doesn't mean that they were not learned, that means they're not so medactic in mitzvahs. So there was a small minority of people who were not so makbid about Hafroshas Maisus. Truma they were all careful about, because they all knew that if a Tzar eats Truma, when you mafresh Truma, you have to give it to the Kohen. So what if a non-Kohen eats the Truma? So there's a punishment on Misa B'dei Shammai. So that Amei Ha'aretz understood that if you don't take out Truma, if you have Tevel, whatever grows in Eretz Yisrael is Tevel, whatever fruits or vegetables or grain grows in Eretz Yisrael has the status of Tevel until you take out Truma. So the Baal HaBatim understood this, that if you're going to eat Tevel without Hafrashas Truma, there'll be a punishment on Misa B'dei Shammai. Because if you eat Truma, if I eat Truma and I'm not supposed to, I'm not a Kohen, so there's an Einish Misa B'dei Shammai for eating Truma, Shalaykizim. So this they understood, that if you're going to eat Tevel or Tovel the Truma, if you have Tevel that hasn't had the Truma taken out yet, there's going to be a punishment on Misa B'dei Shammai. So that, you know, so they were all very medactic, they were all Nizer, that all the Amei Ha'aretz were all Mafresh Truma. But Maisa, what's the story with Maisa? Maisa is supposed to, Maisa Rishon you give to the Levi. And versus if a non-Levi eats it, so it's Geneva. The world doesn't come to an end. There's no punishment on Misa B'dei Shammai. It's just that it's, if you don't give it to the Levi, so you're cheating the Levi from his share. He's entitled to get the Maisa Rishon. So they thought, no, why should I support, so the Amei Ha'aretz figured, why should I support the Levim? What's so big about, what's so important about the Levim? The Levim are sitting and learning Torah. They're forcing me to support a Kohelo. I'm not interested. I'll support my children. Why should I support the Levim that they should see? It says in the Chumash, the Rambam quotes from the Chumash, from the Sifrei, like that. The Lachatchila, the Shevet Levi is supposed to learn, and Lachatchila is supposed to appoint Kohanim and Levim as members of a Bezin, whenever there's such a possibility. So Shevet Levi is supposed to represent all that group of people who are supposed to be sitting and learning. And then the Rambam says, "V'lo Shevet Levi bovad." The Rambam in the end of Hilchos Shmita the Yevil says, "Not only Shevet Levi, whoever volunteers to sit and learn all day and all night becomes like an honorary member of Shevet Levi. All the people who learn in the Kavalim are honorary members of the Shevet Levi." That's how the Rambam writes. So the Mishnayis quotes that the Tanoi made a takana de Rabbanon that when you buy peiris that grew in Eretz Yisrael, fruit or vegetables, or tvua that grew in Eretz Yisrael, if an Am Ha'aretz gives it to you, so even if he says, even if he swears that he was mafrish, truma semaisus, he can't believe him on the maisa. On the truma, yeah. On the truma, he is bagalot, because the Gemara says that they were all medactic on truma. Unless he says he was not mafrish truma. If he tells you he was not mafrish truma, so how do you believe him? But if he says he was mafrish truma, you have a right to believe him, because they were not choshed on that. But on the maisa, and the Maisi Rishon, and the Maisi Sheni, some of them would be mezalzel in the hafrosha of the Maisi Rishon, Maisi Sheni. So even if he says that he was mafrish, you cannot trust him. So what happens if I buy demai from an Am Ha'aretz? Let's call demai. I buy twelve from an Am Ha'aretz that the Am Ha'aretz claims it was gemaisa. He says he took out all the Maisi Rishon and Maisi Sheni, everything. And the halacha says there's a takana de rabbanon that I have to be choshish, then maybe he's telling a lie. So I have to be mafrish Maisa Rishon all over again. The likelihood is that he probably was telling the truth. He probably was mafrish Maisa, because there was only a miut. Rav Amei Ha'aretz were mastering him. Most of the Am Ha'aretz were mastering, were mafrish Maisa. There was a small miut among the Am Ha'aretz who would tell a lie. So in the Rabbanah they were machmir because of that chashash, because of that miut. That's why I have so many kulas. B'dmai hikilu, the Mishnayis and Dmai give you all the kulas in the mind. Because the whole institution of Hafroshes, Maisus, and Demai was a wild chumah mid the Rabbanon to begin with. Because Mikra Adin, you have the right to follow the Rav. The Rav Am Ha'aretz were mastering him. So what happens when you mafrish the Maisa Rishon from the Demai? So now you have to be mafrish Maisa Mina Maisa. whenever you have whenever you give Maaser Rishon to the Levi is supposed to be Mafresh Maaser Min HaMaaser and give it to the Kohen. So what happens if somebody eats this Maaser Min HaMaaser? A non-Kohen eats Maaser Min HaMaaser. So Maaser Min HaMaaser has the exact same dinim like Truma Gedolah. The Mishnah has in Mishnayis Me'ilah, the Mishnah lists off that there are four things that have the same status of Truma Gedolah. That in order to get Malkus, you have to eat a kazayas of Trefus. Let's say you'll eat a kazayas of Nevela, and let's say I'll eat a half a kazayas of Nevela, and a half a kazayas of Orlo. So they're not mitzvahim zemze. Any surah mitzvahim zemze. You have to eat a kazayas of one Isa. Either a kazayas of Orlo, or a kazayas of Nevela, a kazayas of Behemoth. You don't say, well, sahakol, it all adds up together. It's not mitzvahim yachad. But what happens if everything is mishay mechod? So I have a half a kazayis of chicken that wasn't geshochten properly, and half a kazayis of flesh that was not geshochten. I buy from the A&T. So even though this is chicken, and this is flesh, and this is fried, and this is cooked, and whatever, it doesn't make a difference. Nevela is nevela. It's all shame method. Even though it has a different flavor, that doesn't matter. So the Mishnah gives this example, that if a non-Koyan eats truma, then he gets malchus. So what happens if he didn't eat the kazayis of truma? The non-Koyan eats a quarter of a kazayis of truma, a quarter of a kazayis of challah, when you bake bread and cake with mafresh challah, a quarter of a kazayis of bikurim, and a quarter of a kazayis of maisa min amaisa. So the Mishnah says it's all shame echod. All four have a shame truma. Challah is considered truma, bikurim has the exact same status as truma, maisa min amaisa is truma. It says on the psukim that all four are called truma, and that's called shame echod, and then it's tar from zemze. So what happens if a non-koyin, if a Yisrael or a Levi eats truma b'shege? So the Torah says he has to be mafreh. He has to give kerem b'chaymish v'nosan l'koynos ha'kodesh. And when he doesn't give in cash. Let's say he drank a bottle of wine of truma. He has to buy a bottle of wine of chulin and give it to the kohen. And when he gives it to the kohen, that bottle of wine v'nosan l'koynos ha'kodesh, it's nepach liyos kodesh. Chulin nepach liyos kodesh. So the Mishnah has a discussion there in Bab Metzia and Daf Nun Hei. The Gemara has a machlekes hatanoim. The Gemara claims there's a machlekes amen hachamim in the following case: a zar, a non koyin, went ahead and ate the shogeg maisa min hamaisa. Maisa min hamaisa has the same status, trumas maisa, has the same status as truma, but he didn't eat maisa min hamaisa from regular tevel. He ate maisa min hamaisa from demai. Maisa min ha-maisa from demai. Does he have to be maisiv choymish or not? So the Gemara says, oh, this is a machlokes of Meir and HaChachamim. Rav Meir holds, you have to be maisiv choymish. And the HaChachamim say, you don't have to be maisiv choymish. And the Gemara says, oh, this is lishitasam. The Rav Meir holds over here, havlat mamzer. And the HaChachamim hold, ain't havlat mamzer. What does havlat mamzer got to do with whether you're maisiv choymish or not? It's totally unrelated. Then Yerushalmi goes, makes go another tzushtos, like a medrash plia. That makes another tushel, something in the Hilchas Nidah. So what in the world is the relationship over here? So the Pashtus is like this. I think the Pashtus Pshat runs approximately like this. The Gemara never spells that Mechush. I think the Pshat is like this. There is a Gemara in Shabbos, a Masech Shabbos, around that fine base. That fine hour, that fine base. But the Gemara says like this. When somebody's Mechal Shabbos B'Shogeg, he has to bring a Korban Chatos. Somebody eats Chayla B'Dam B'Shogeg, he has to bring a Korban Chatos. How do you determine if someone talks Loshon Hara B'Shogeg or eats Nevela B'Shogeg, he does not have to bring a Korban Chatos? What determines when you have to bring a Korban Chatos and when not? If he did an Aver B'Shogeg, yeah, but there are other Averes that you do B'Shogeg, you don't bring a Korban Chatos. The Gemara says the Klal is Kosher, is done a Koreis, Ishigigos El Chatos. If you would have done the Aver B'Mezid, you would have been chayv koreis. If you do the aver b'shogeg, then you chayv chatos. Fine. So the Gemara, that's the klal. Let's say makir avivima, mekalal avivima. There's no koreis. There's misa. If you do it b'mezid, there's misa. So if you do it b'shogeg, there's not going to be a korban chatos, because you only bring a korban chatos when it's a dovish has done a koreis. Then it should be gosar chatos. If you would have done this aver b'mezid, it would have been a nainish of koreis. Then you get the nainish. Then b'shogeg, you have to bring a korban chatos for kapara, for this aver that is done a korban. So the Gemara says that similar to that concept, that whenever you do the chilul Shabbos b'shogeg, since if you wouldn't have done it b'mezid, you would have been chayiv koreis. If you do the chatos, you have to bring. If you do it b'shogeg, you have to bring a chatos. So similarly, is such halacha that the non koyin, a zar, who eats truma, if the non koyin would have eaten the truma b'mezid, he would have been chayiv and ayinish amisa v'day shamayim. So now that he ate the truma b'shegeg, so the halacha says he needs a kapara, having violated such an isa choma. Kapara is more choma than misa v'day shamayim. Misa v'day shamayim is also much more than stam and avera. Misa v'day shamayim, the Gemara says misa v'day shamayim means the person is going to die by 60, and kapara means he's going to die by the age of 50. So it's a 10 years difference. So the Gemara says that chaimish is to misa v'day shamayim like chatas is to kapara. That's how the Gemara makes a statement. If a person does an avera b'shegig, which if he would have done it b'mezid, he would have been chayiv korei. So if he does it b'shegig, he's chayiv chatos as a kapara for that avera chamura. Similarly, a zar who eats truma, if he would have eaten it b'mezid, he would have been nenash misa b'day shamayim. So now that he did it b'shegig, so he needs a kapara. So the kapara that he needs is to bring chatos. The question is, now you have a machlekes rameir and a chachamim. What about by demai? The Mai to begin with is only Midirabbanon. So you can't say that there's Misa B'day Shamayim. There's no Misa B'day Shamayim. What? Midirabbanon? There's Misa B'day Shamayim. The Gemara says in Gittin, Koris Midivrayim Leko. There's no such thing that you did an Avera Midirabbanon, so the Chachamim have the power to give you Koris, they have the power to give you Misa B'day Shamayim. That's self-understood, that Koris and Misa B'day Shamayim only applies to an Avera Derais. You don't have any Avera Midirabbanon that's going to have Koris and Misa B'day Shamayim. But the question is, Midirabbanon, they said we should treat demai as if it would have been tevel. They said you have to. Truma, we know for sure, all the amihorets are mafresh. But the maiserish and the maisersheni, a lot of the amihorets are mezalzal on that. They're not mafresh then. So Midirabbanon, they require that we should treat all of the demai as if it were tevel, and to be mafresh, maiserish. Once you're mafresh maiserish, then you have to be mafresh the maiser and the maiser also. But you can't say that if a non-kohen is going to eat the maiser and ha-maiser of the demai, you can't say that it's going to be chayiv misa b'day shamayim. No, the whole institution of demai is only midirabbanon. There is no misa b'day shamayim. So the shaila is, if the zar is going to eat the maiser and ha-maiser b'shegeg, does he have to give chaymish? The Gemara made this cloud. The Gemara said in Masechah Shabbos and Dafayin Beis that the payment, the tosef is chaymish, that the Zar Sha'achal Truma B'Shegig has to be Nisul Chaimish is needed in order to gain a Kapara for having violated the Avera, which would have had with it Misa B'Day Shamayim if he would have done it amazing. But if the whole Avera is only with the Rabbanon, so you can't say that there is any Misa B'Day Shamayim. So that's why the Chachamim, the Rab Meir there, and Bob Mitzian Daftun Hei, Omen Beis, so the Gemara says the Chachamim, the Rab Meir hold that you're not Nisul Chaimish. In the case of a Zar Sha'achal Shumas Maisa Shel Demai, the Chachamim Dera Mei hold that you don't have to be Maisa Chemish, because if you would have done it B'mezid, if you eat it B'mezid, there wouldn't be any punishment in Misa B'day Shamayim. And Rameya disagrees and he says no. Even though the whole Isser of Demai, the whole requirement for Hafrashas Maisa Men HaMaisa is only Midirabbanon to begin with, but still, Halacha L'Maisa Midirabbanon, they said we treat it as if it's Tevel, we treat it as if this is Misa, yeah, Kein Deraisa. So even though there is no Misa B'day Shamayim over here, so it doesn't really make sense at all that there should be, that you should require the kapara.
At the same time, you always say, you can't see that on one hand there's tevel, a real tevel, and then you say,
But you do have to be mafresh. When you do have to be mafresh, and you are mafresh, then we treat it like, then Rav Meir says he treated like maisa mena maisa. Then you treat it like trumas maisa. So then Rav Meir holds, if the czar goes ahead and eats it, so that's the din. That if the czar eats maisa mena maisa, you got to give chaymish. And the chachamim say no, that since la maisa, you can't say that there's misa v'day shamayim, so it does make sense to say that there's chaymish. So similarly, you have over here, when do you determine that the child is a mamza and when not? The only time the child is a mamzer is if the woman is living with a man where there's an isa kores. If there's no isa kores, let's say there's only an isa lav. So then the children will not be mamzerim. If it's only a lav, let's say a kohen marries a grusha, or a kohen gadol marries, an almona. Then the Gemara learns that from Sukkim that the children will not be mamzerim. They'll be halolim. Halolim means that they can't, if it's a girl, she can't marry a kohen. It's a different thing, but they won't be mamzerim. The only time you have the status of a mamzer is if the mother and the father have an isur kares with each other. So what if the whole prohibition of the woman to marry the man is only made the rabbanon to begin with? The shliach lahilocha delivers a get which was written in chutzlas and he didn't say before an echta. So he didn't say b'fan an echter. The whole requirement for the whole b'fan an echter is only the rabbanon. So you can't say that the woman is forbidden to marry this new husband with an isa koris. It's only an isa midirabbanon. There is no koris midirabbanon. So that's why the chachamim hold on the family base that you can't say that the child from the second husband is going to be a mamzer. There was no isa koris. The only time the child is a mamzer is when there's a chai decreases. If there's no Einish of course, because the whole Isa to begin with is only the Rabbana, so you can't say the child is a mamzer. And Rameya disagrees, Lishitasi, he says no. But with the Rabbana, you have to treat it as if there were an Isa Koris. Even though there isn't, just like over there, by Maisim and Amaisim, with the Rabbana, we treat it as if there were an Isa B'dei Shamai. And that's why we say that the Tzar who eats the Maisim and Amaisim is chayv to be Maisim Chaimish. He needs a Kaparim with the Rabbana, so here too. Rav Meir says Lishitasa that Midrabana you treat it as if there were an Issa Koris, even though there really isn't, and therefore you have to say that the child is a mamzer. No, it's not shaykh. A chatos is not God and Edom and Adov. You can only bring a chatos. Right. Yeah. No, you can't bring a chatos. There is no such thing as a chatos Midrabana. It doesn't exist. There is no such thing as a chatos midrabbanan. Abadin nuts. I make believe chorus midrabbanan. Midrabbanan treated as if the were in Issachar. So that's okay. Mamzeris is a function of chorus. So he says midrabbanan is supposed to treat it as if there were chorus. Wherever you can. There is such a thing as a mamzer midrabbanan. We know in other cases there's a mamzer midrabbanan. Question is whether here there is. So the Chachamim say no because there's no chorus. And the Meir says yeah because you have to treat it as if there were chorus.
But we have mamzer by Nidr, also chorus.
Mamzer, right. Nishkei mamzer. There's chorus, the vlad is pogrom, it says. The vlad is pogrom. But it won't be a mamzer.
Right.
That's
no
the exception
mamzer,
to the rule.
Even though it's chorus.
Even though there's chorus, there's no mamzer.
The Chachamim of Rameya will bring to a chorus because the mamzer will be able to marry well, who could otherwise not marry.
This case, Rabbi says, the vlad is only a suffix mamzer, it's not a vada mamzer. If you don't say b'fananechtam, even with the rabbanim, you don't say the get is vada posel. You just say the get is suffix kosher, suffix posel. Maybe it was written shalol l'shmo. Maybe it was written l'shmo. Maybe it's written shalol l'shmo. So since the get is a suffix kosher, so the vlad is a suffix mamzer. Suffix mamzer has all the chumras. He can't marry a ksheri. He can't marry a mamzer. When you have a vada mamzer, so a vada mamzer can marry a mamzer. So yes, coolest. But here, where it's only a suffix mamzer. Go to Chumra in both directions. Rav Meir has a big Chumras here. Go to Chumra in both directions. We don't pass like Rav Meir. But again, the Chachamim the Rav Meir say, Ein Avlad Mamzer, they don't mean to say that B'dieved, the get is good the way it is. If the Shliach Lailocha gave the get and he didn't say B'fanei Nechtav, so the Chachamim hold, B'dieved, the get is no good. The woman needs another get. And until she gets another get from the first husband, or the Shliach should say B'fanei Nechtav. But if the shliach wasn't there when the get was written and signed, then he just can't say b'fanei nechtav. Then the get is no good. She's not allowed to remain married. Even b'dieved, the get is no good. The chachamim don't say. They didn't mean to say that just it's no good l'chatchila, but b'dieved it's good. No, even b'dieved it's also no good. The chachamim, the Rav Meir disagree on two things with Rav Meir. They disagree in nisus loytaytsei, and they disagree that ein avla mamzer. Nisus loytaytsei means the following. You look in the Rambam. The Rambam spells it out the Feirish, and it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch in the Rambam. In this is Leitetz, it means like this. Let's say a woman is married to Reuven. Woman is an Eshes Ish. And then she goes and she has an affair with somebody else other than her husband. So that's a Saita. An Eshes Ish is Zinsa, is Kushem Shasu al Abal, Tach Asu al Abal. She's not allowed to go back to her husband if she was Mizana Beratzen. And even if the husband dies or divorces her, she's never allowed to marry the boy. She's never allowed to marry the boy. So what happens over here? If the shliach l'haylocha gave a get that originated in Chutz Laretz, he gave a get to the Isha, and he didn't say b'fanei nechtam, and the woman goes ahead and she marries somebody else. So since midrabbanan I say the get is suffix kosher, suffix pasul, so I should treat the woman as if she's a suffix soita, as if she's a suffix, whether she's still an Eishes Ish, or she's an Eishes Ish, is Imso. So even if the husband will give another get, so she needs another get. The first get is no good. The shliach didn't say b'fanei nechtav, first get is no good. So let's say, even if the husband will die now, or the husband will give her another get, I should say she's never allowed to marry this second husband, because teitze mizeh mizeh, she's a chasaita. So that's what the Rambam paskins now. Im nisus loy teitze. It doesn't mean im nisus loy teitze, but yever the get is good. No, the Rambam says she needs a second get. Im nisus loy teitze is a technical term. It does mean if she already got married to someone else, how would he ever get this good, even though the Shliach didn't say before Nechtam? No, the Rambam writes explicitly not so. The Shulchan Aruch quotes it from the Rambam. Even if she married the Shliach Lailocha, gave her the get that originated in Chutz Loitz, and he didn't say before Nechtam. So the get is not acceptable. Midirabbanan, you're not allowed to rely on that get. Not Lachatchil and Abriyevet. Even if she went and she remarried, she's not allowed to remain with the second husband. She needs another get. If she'll receive another get from the husband, then I will allow her to marry the second husband. Why? But why don't I treat her like a soita? A soita kishem shasu al abal kach asu al abal. So that's what Meir holds. You do treat her like a soita. So treat her like a suffix soita also kishem shasu al abal kach asu al abal. So that's what the Gemara says. No, they didn't go so far. The only time there's a din of a soita kishem shasu al abal kach asu al abal is if there's taka nisa koris. But you can't say that there's an Issacharis over here. It's only with the Rabbanim. And I thought the first get was good. So that's the same reason why the Chachamim, the Rameh, disagree. And they say that the Vlad is not a Mamzer. The Vlad from the second husband is not a Mamzer. Because there is no Kores. So for the same reason they disagree. And they say that Im Nisus Lo Teitzeh. That if she got another get from the first husband, you don't have to insist that she has to get divorced from the second husband. You say, B'diyeved, there is no Issar of Saita Asu Ala Boil. So the Gemara assumes that everybody remembers this. The Gemara assumes that everybody knows this Gemara on that hand of base. And the Gemara where are we? We're on Gimel on the base. The Gemara on Gimel on the base. Quotes a Mishnah from Teivav that you have to put into proper context. Let's go again. We left off on the last line on Gimel Amud Aleph. That's where we left off. Man haitana, again, the Mishnah says that the shliach lahilacha, before he delivers the get to the Isha, that the get was written in the Chutz Lord. And now he's either bringing it to Eretz Yisrael and delivering it to the Isha, or bringing it to another area in Chutz Lord and delivering to the Isha. So before the shliach lahilacha delivers the get to the Isha, he's supposed to say, b'fana nechtav, b'fana nechtam. What does that mean, b'fana nechtav, b'fana nechtam? So Rabbah understands that to mean, by implication, it was written Lishma, and it was signed Lishma. And I know I was there. I was watching when it was written, I was watching when it was signed, and it was both the Ksivas Haget was Lishma, and the Hasimus Haget was Lishma. So the Gemara asks on the bottom line, on Gimel Amud Aleph, whose opinion is that? Man Haitana. Whose opinion is this? The boy Ksivas Lishma, boy Hasimus Lishma. Who is the Tana who says that you need both the Ksivas Haget? We mentioned the Get has 12 lines, the text of the Get has 12 lines usually, and then the Hasimus are line 13 or 14. So is there an opinion? Is there a Tana who thinks that you need all 14 lines have to be written Lishma? So the Gemara says, no, we are only familiar with two famous Tanaim. There's Rab Meir and Rab Lazar, and the Mishnah goes like neither. So the Gemara finally says, well, there's a Tana Rab Yudah. It goes like Rabbi Yudah the Tana. Who's Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Lozer? The Gemara says, "E Rabbi Meir, if the Mishnah, usually Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir. So if this Mishnah is a regular Stam Mishnah, like all Stam Mishnahs and Shas, it follows Rabbi Meir, so it should only be Chasim or Boy. Ksiv lo Boy. It doesn't make sense that Rabbi Meir should require Ksiv Saget Lishma. He holds that Edi Chasim Akar, so all you need is that the Edim should sign on the bottom Lishma. The Ksiv Saget doesn't have to, has no requirements, there are no conditions. A goy can write the get. As long as the two kosher edim sign it, lishma, that's good. There are no requirements about how the ksiva should be. And if it's Rab Lazar on the fourth line, the Gemara says, Rab Lazar holds you don't even need a chasim at all. E Rab Lazar, ksiva boy. Rab Lazar requires ksiva saget, chasim ala boy at all. He doesn't need any chasim. You don't have to sign the get at all. Then the Gemara says, v'chitayman, maybe you'll want to say, li'alim Rab Lazar he. Maybe the Mishnah goes like Rab Lazar, V'chila boy Rab Lazar Chasim L'shma M'deraisa. Maybe Rab Lazar's opinion that you don't need Eidi Chasim at all, that's only the Dimin HaTorah. Oh, but M'derabbanan boy, M'derabbanan Rab Lazar does require that the Eidim should sign the get. And once he requires the Eidim should sign the get, M'derabbanan, Dimin HaTorah, they don't have to sign. So once they have to sign, L'shma. So the Gemara says that's not true. V'hashloshi gitim sulim derabbanan. You have a Mishnah on Daf Peivav, which is clearly dealing with Dinim Derabbanan. It's not dealing with Dinim Deraisa. And in the context of that Mishnah, the Shloshi Gitim Sulim, V'lo boy Rab Lazar Chasim Lishma, Rab Lazar says, even with Derabbanan, you don't need Chasim at all. There's no such thing as Eidei Chasima. You don't need that they should sign. There are two types of shtoris. What do you mean you don't need? What is the machlokes of Meir and Rab Lozer? Whether you need Eidei Chasima or you don't need Eidei Chasima. How can you have a shtar if you don't have any Eidei Chasima on the bottom? So obviously the Rishonim will explain over here that there are two types of shtoris. There's a shtar kinyan and there's a shtar raya. A shtar raya, let's say, I borrowed $1,000 and you're afraid to, I'm going to walk away, I'm going to forget, I'll get involved in other things, I'll forget that I borrowed the money. Or you're afraid that I'm going to gamble the money. So you want to make sure that I don't cheat you, that I pay you back the money. So you want me to give you a document that says beforehand that I owe you the money. So I tell the Edom, write a shtar that I owe the money. So if the Edom are not going to sign it, so what good is that it says that Shechter owes Ellenberg $1,000? Anyone could, maybe Rabbi Ellenberg wrote the shtar. Who says that I authorize? If you have Edom signed on the bottom. So that's called the Hados Edis. That's called Edis Piksav. But of course, yeah, if you're dealing with a shtar raya, you want to have the shtar should tell a raya that somebody owes money, or that I sold my house to you, or I gave it to you, but matana no longer belongs to me, it belongs to you. So you have to have Eidei Chasima on a shtar raya. If you don't have Eidei Chasima, of course there's no shtar raya. So that there never was a machlokes HaTanaim about that. Everybody's masking. When you're talking about a shtar that's oimed l'raya, if you want the shtar to serve as a raya, of course it has to have Chasima Seidim on the bottom. You have a raya bal peh and you have a raya b'ksav. A raya bal peh is when two witnesses walk into court and they testify. And a raya b'shtar is when the two witnesses sign on the bottom. But if you have a document that's not signed on the bottom, so where is there a shtar raya? That's a double portion. The whole machlokes HaTanaim only is, what's the definition of a shtar kinyan? How does the shtar kinyan work? When a man gets married and he writes a shtar kiddushin, instead of giving a ring and he's saying hariat mekudeshesli, he writes on a piece of paper hariat mekudeshesli and he gives it to the girl in the presence of two eidim. So that's a shtar kinyan. The shtar that he gives the kala under the chuppah is for the purpose of creating kiddushin. He doesn't want to give keser. He wants to be mekadesh al yedei shtar. Or the man is married, he wants to get divorced. So he gives the woman a shtar hariat mekudeshes mimeni. So the shtar is creating the gerushin. The shtar is changing the situation. And makes the woman into a grusha. Until now she's an eishes ish. And this get is canceling the issues. Or let's say I give you a shtar that says, I hereby give you a matona, the karka that I have, that I possess, I give it to you by matona. So that's a shtar matona, a shtar mechira. I want to sell a karka to you. So that's a shtar kinyan. There are two different types of shtars. There's a shtar kinyan and a shtar raya. So on a shtar raya, that this document is supposed to serve as a raya, that something happened. Nobody has to have Eidei Chasima. If there's no Eidei Chasima, there's nothing to discuss. There never was a machlokes HaTanaim about that. Machlokes Rab Meir and Rab Lozer is not only by Gittin. The Rab Meir holds Eidei Chasima Karsi, the Eidei Chasima make it into a sefer priestess. Rab Lozer holds that Eidei Mesira Karsi, the Eidei Mesira make it into a sefer priestess. There's no need for Eidei Chasima. So the Gemara makes it clear, it's not only a machlokes by a get. What makes it into a sefer priestess? One holds Eidei Chasima Karsi, one holds. It's machlokes by all shtari kinyan. That's how Tosis explains. The Gemara says here, the Tosis on Dalet Amud Aleph, Dibra Maschel Dekai Molon. So the Gemara says that in this machlokes Rab Meir and Rab Lozer, whether you hold that you need Eidei Chasima to make it into a get, or you don't need Eidei Chasima, Rab Lozer holds no need for Eidei Chasima. So the Gemara says, Kai Molon, we pass on Aloch Lamaise, Aloch Rab Lozer Begitten. The Tosis wants to know, what does that mean? The din is like Rab Lozer only by get Isha. And by all other shtaris, not. So Taisa says, no, we're learning Gittin. So the Gemara said Gittin. Mishum demari, hocha be Gittin, nokat Gittin. The Gemara says Gittin because that's what the first Mishnah is discussing. But our halach kimos ha'apishar shtaris. We pass like Rav Lozer by all shtaris. And even though the Gemara says b'shar shtaris we don't, so Taisa says, no. Taisa explains there's a difference between a shtar kinyan and a shtar raya. In a shtar raya, everybody's masking that you have to have Eidei Chasima. If you have no Chasima, so there's no raya, there's no Eidei Spitzav. The machlokes Rab Meir Rab Lozer is by all shtari kinyan. By shtar mechiras karka, by shtar matona of karka, by shtar kiddushin, by shtar gerishin. Whenever the shtar is going to affect some change. So that's a shtar that's same with the kinyan. So that's the machlokes Rab Meir and Rab Lozer. So Rab Meir says, the way you change the situation, the way you get married is by giving the girl a shtar raya that we are married. I give a single girl a shtar raya that we are married. That accomplishes the change that makes it that we just became married. I give my wife a shtar raya that we are divorced. That accomplishes that we just became divorced. If I give you a shtar raya that the karka belongs to you, that accomplishes that the karka now, from now on, the karka belongs to you. So Rameya Shita is, that every shtar kinyan works via serving as a shtar raya. But my giving you a shtar raya, that's where Rabbeinu holds it. All shtaris are the same. There's only one kind of shtar, a shtar raya. The kinyan of shtar by kiddushin and by gerushin and by mekachememka and by shtar eschayvus.
The tool.
The way, right, every shtar works by serving as a shtar kinyan, so sometimes it can accomplish by serving as a shtar raya. By my giving you a raya that it is so, this accomplishes the change. It changes the mitzvah. So that's what Rav Meir holds. That Eidei Chasima Kar said, the ikar of every shtar is the Chasima's Eidim on the bottom. It's considered as if two Eidim had walked into Beis Din and testified. So here they don't have to walk in, they sign on the bottom of the document. That's what Rav Meir holds, that the only thing that needs Ksiva Lishmo is the Chasima's Eidim on the bottom of the get. The top 12 lines don't need any Ksiva Lishmo. There's no aloch. It can be written by Goy. Be a printed form. There's no requirement for Ksiva Lishmo on the get. The get only consists of the Chasimus Eidim on the bottom. The top 12 lines are just the Hechetimtza in order to know what the Chasimus are testifying about. As if two people walked into Bezmuth, but it's a piece of paper. So the 12 lines on top are telling us what the two people are saying. But the Chevtza, the Shtar, really consists only of the two Chasimus. The thing on the top is just to know what the Chasimus are telling you. So that's Rav Meir's opinion, that Eidei Chasima Karsi, not only by get creases, safer creases, by every shtar kinyan is azoy. Every shtar kinyan works via serving first as a shtar raya. So you always require Eidei Chasima. And we don't pass like Rav Meir, we pass that these are two unrelated dinim of shtar. There's a din of shtar raya that obviously has to have Eidei Chasima on the bottom. If no one's going to sign on the bottom of the shtar raya, so there won't be any raya. So there's no raya b'shtar. But then the din of shtar kinyan, according to Rav Lozer, is totally unrelated. Or shtar kinyan, it's the same word shtar, because in both cases you have a piece of paper with ink written on top, a story is written on top. But it's a totally different inyan. A shtar raya is Eidus Biksav, so you have to have Eidus Hasim on the bottom. A shtar kinyan has nothing to do with Eidus Biksav. A shtar kinyan is a different thing. If I would say Baal Peh, Hariat Mekudeshes Li, I can say from today till next year, she doesn't become Mekudeshes, just by talking. Or he tells his wife, Hariat Mugureshis Mimeni, I want to divorce you, I don't want to be married anymore, I can say from today till next year, Hariat Mugureshis, not going to accomplish that. Or I own a building, let's say I own my apartment at 24 Bennett, and I say the apartment now belongs to you, so weiter. I can talk myself blue from today till next year. The Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchas Mechira, Ein Amekech Niknim Edvarim. You can't transfer ownership of property just by talking with Dibur. But if I write, I write down Biksav, the same thing that I say about there, which is not acceptable. I write it Bishtar, and I hand it over to the other person, that accomplishes the kinyan. If I say about there, Hariyah Mekudesh, Rashi says that the Gemara has one shot that the Reisha of the Mishnah. What if the husband is moida that he's not married to his wife anymore? What kind of a balbin is that? He admits himself that he has no. It's a big issue. That's what the Radzina Rebbe writes in his Sefer. He's interested in discovering the Tcheles in order to make it possible to build the Beis HaMikdash, because on Tcheles it's not going to work. He can't say that Tcheles is not Miyakeh.